This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
A year ago this week, heavy rains brought massive flooding to Colorado's Front Range. One of the places hardest hit was the town of Lyons, about 15 miles north of Boulder. Local officials there say repair costs are expected to hit $100 million. Grace Hood with the station KUNC reports.
Take a walk down Main Street and you barely see signs of last year's flood. But almost everyone in this town of 2000 has a story.
I mean, we essentially lost nearly 100% of our inventory.
Connie Sullivan owns the deli and grocery store, the St. Vrain Market. The flooding left a foot of mud inside her shop. With destroyed roads, water, and sewer lines, many residents couldn't even return home for 2 months. Sullivan says that put a wrinkle in her recovery plan.
You didn't have electricity, and then you had to figure out when your customer base was going to be returning and what types of products you would be able to sell even once they did return.
One big change? Lyons lost about 20% of its available housing, and Sullivan's business now looks different. Sandwich sales to the increasing number of tourists are up. The town has made a big push to have more people visit and boost sales tax revenue. Grocery sales through Colorado's Food Assistance or Food Stamp program are down.
So we serve that niche of the community, and, you know, it's sad to see that those customers are some of the ones that haven't returned.
Those residents have moved to nearby towns like Longmont or Berthoud. Some moved further to other counties, while a few left the state. The reason can be seen in the town's Confluence neighborhood. Nearly every home here is in the midst of repairs or demolition.
You can see this cobble. You can see where the stream was. During the flood, this became really another rivulet.
John O'Brien is the mayor of Lyons. He points to a pile of rocks and debris. It's close to the remains of a home that's expected to be bought by the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. That's run by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. O'Brien says it's too dangerous for the homeowner to move back.
Because we know when the next flood comes, it's going to come right through here.
In the weeks immediately after the flood, the first priority was to repair downed sewer and water lines. But O'Brien says there are still 87 projects the town needs to complete, work that includes repairing parks, streams, and bridges.
It's not really a sprint. This is a marathon for recovery.
Molly Urbina is Colorado's chief recovery officer. A year after the flooding, she says communities are still rebuilding, especially in three of the hardest hit counties that include Lyons and Boulder County. Even though federal and state agencies have pumped millions into repairs, Urbina says there will still be a shortfall for some.
There was way more damage than there is going to be for grant funding. So the local communities have to look at what their own budgets and see how this all fits. You know, what's the gap and how do we get there?
That gap in Boulder County is expected to be $56 million. To soften the financial blow, the county's asking voters to approve a special flood sales and use tax this November.
We'll be concerned with replacing the housing that we lost, that 20%, which was substantially damaged.
And while there's a long list of repairs ahead, Lyons Mayor John O'Brien says a key concern is the lack of affordable housing. The town lost both of its two trailer parks, which held about 50 homes.
It's going to be difficult. I mean, because Lyons is the last best place in Boulder County, it means that housing values continue to rise.
The details of when, where, and how to build affordable housing will be discussed in the coming months. But completing the project will take years. O'Brien says flood recovery won't be complete until everyone who wants to move back to Lyons can return home. I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.